The instructors for the program say men are fighting a secret internal battle, and the only way to fix it is suffering. The participants say it gives them confidence and helps them overcome trauma. But one of them died out there. And therapists say true transformation can't happen over a weekend of breathing exercises and picking up heavy stuff and putting it back down. This is the story of the modern-day night project, the Man Camp for Men. Hi, friends. I'm Katie, and this is Katie Does Crime. Thank you for joining me for the first time if you're new here. I'm a Midwesterner who now lives in New York City, putting my writing degree to use by researching true crime cases that interest me and hopefully you. And hello to the usual rapscallions and reprobates. Please consider subscribing or joining me on Patreon if you'd like to hear more true crime stories. When you read about it on Reddit, people say things like, better off spending $18,000 on a therapist, and I have sex with men, and this is the gayest thing I've ever seen. And since it went viral, they've shut down and now operate as a completely different thing. So obviously I had to find out more about the Modern Day Night Project, or MDK, the Southern California boot camp that turns beta men into alphas. It's a 3-day program. It takes place only twice a year, and it's only open to executives, entrepreneurs, and quote-unquote leaders. I would love to see whose money they've turned down because the man wasn't enough of a leader. But MDK says that many men are secretly fighting a battle within them that no one knows about. And for $18,000, they'll turn those emotional babies into men at Man Camp. Flight and hotel not included. MDK was started in 2019 by Bedros Koulian, a former online supplement salesman. And it's not some new idea. People say it's basically a ripoff of Hell Week for Navy SEALs, where only 25% of candidates can endure the continuous training and sleep deprivation. The instructors for Modern Day Night are, yes, former Navy SEALs, Marines, and MMA fighters. But instead of, you know, promising 4 years of their lives to the Navy and getting paid for it, the men who sign up are committing to 75 whole hours and shelling out a down payment on a home. But the bootcamp / personal development program says it will physically, mentally, and emotionally test and challenge those men to get them the life they've always wanted. These are men, according to one instructor, who have lost their fire, and the thing that will bring it back is suffering. The men who sign up camp in the desert, go days without sleeping, eat very little, carry sledgehammers through mud in the cold. They fight each other. They lie in suburban streets and get hosed down. They, I don't know, crawl on their backs through rocks on railroad tracks. They dig their own graves and lie down in them in body bags so they can bury their inner all while being yelled at. Half of them will quit by the end of the 75 hours. An MDK instructor interviewed by NBC News says participants come out of the program as civilized savage servants, the type of men who will hold the door for someone but also punch them in the face if they threaten a lady.
So men are either on one far end of the spectrum, the two extremes. Either they just think that has to be rah, 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 kill, pillage, and all this other stuff, or they think that's, since that's so horrible, then they're just soft and weak and not speaking up, passive aggressive, not really showing who they are, afraid to really show who they are, afraid to be themselves, because who themselves is somewhere right in the middle, who's a, what a fucking man is, but you're not allowed to be a man anymore. It's right. You're almost racist if you're a man these days. It's crazy.
Putting aside the fact that he just said you're basically racist for being a man these days, I don't exactly think what he said is entirely wrong. I do think we tell men that they either have to be the rah-rah-rah kill-pillage type or they're a pansy. I'm just not sure how bro camp is the thing between those two things. One participant who runs a coaching program that quote-unquote enables men to live an exceptional life wrote a timeline of his experience at MDK. First, in your uniform of a white t-shirt and black gym shorts, you run a mile, do 100 each of some hard-sounding bodyweight exercises, and run another mile within a time limit. He says this was the easiest part of the day. Then, run up and down a mountainous trail while wearing a heavy backpack and holding a sledgehammer for an hour. Next, crawl up a mountain on all fours for an hour, and you'll get pulled back down again if you stop moving. then sprint or crawl in various ways across a pit full of rocks, cement, and railroad tracks for several hours, stopping every 15 minutes to jump into a vat of cold water, even though it's already raining and something like 45 degrees. Then go to a classroom and joust for a while. Then go back out to the pit of rocks and the rain for more of that. The guy who wrote this timeline said the jousting was the most fun part, implying that any of the other parts were also remotely fun. But of course, he injured his knee and tapped out after 12 hours, so he probably did have more fun than the men who stayed for the full 3 days. I don't know where the term modern-day knight comes from, but I did find a book from 2007 from a Christian organization called Raising a Modern-Day Knight, A Father's Role in Guiding His Son to Authentic Manhood. It sounds a little too earnest to me, and I'd love to know what inauthentic manhood is. But I don't discount what the men say they get out of the MDK program. Some say it's helped them deal with the trauma of their pasts and confront the issues they carry with them, like lack of trust or not being able to rely on their dads. One participant said, "Sometimes you have to walk through fire to know that a burn won't kill you." MDK says the men who sign up often have been victims of abuse who are seeking direction in life. The guy who started it posted a video on his YouTube channel explaining what the project is, saying that the proverb about blood being thicker than water is actually misinterpreted.
The true phrase of that is the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. What that means is the blood that people spill together, who go through adversity together, is thicker, creates a bigger bond, a deeper bond, than the water of the womb, meaning people who have shared the same womb.
This actually isn't correct from what I've gathered. Pretty sure the original interpretation about family bonds being the strongest is the right one. But to him, that's the definition of the Modern Day Knight Project. Men who do hard things together stick together and become like family, maybe better than family. And honestly, I've always loved the idea of a chosen family, and I also have a soft spot for those men bonding in terrible times shows like Band of Brothers. I'm just rubbed a little bit the wrong way by this supposedly modern thing being only for men, and only for men who want to be the heads of their families. The guy who started MDK talks about men white-knuckling it to keep their families and finances together before the program, and coming out of it with the self-confidence to make good decisions. And I'm just like, or maybe you could just have an equal partnership with your wife or talk things through with your parents or a therapist. And I promise I do believe in things set aside just for men because I sometimes have a desire for things that are mostly meant for women. Like the restaurant inside Bergdorf's here in New York, where you almost exclusively see old rich white ladies and their little dogs eating $48 salad. It's so sad to me that men these days don't feel like they have male friendships and are lonely. 79% of people who end their own lives are men. 93% of people in prison are men. And men feel like they can't talk to the women in their lives about their problems because they'll be seen as weak. They won't be the savage MDK wants them to be. One therapist interviewed by USA Today said, "Men are seeking out difficult experiences. They're seeking out groups. They're seeking out tribes. They're seeking out some sort of social bonding and sense of social capital, and they're turning to these groups that, to me, feel like they're giving people a bit of a false sense of that." One man said that at his boot camp, when the participants were asked why they were there, one said he hoped to become a better man after cheating on his wife. One hoped to get his family back after his wife cheated on him. And one wanted to prove that he had changed after serving time in prison. And I'm just like, how in the world does being really, really buff fix any of these things? One of the MDK graduates said, "True masculinity is showing love, showing compassion, showing all these things that are traditionally not spoken of as masculinity. And I think that scares some people." But in my mind, showing love and compassion and longing for bonds with other people isn't masculine. It's just regular human. I'll be honest that when I started looking into this, I kind of just wanted to research dude camp because I thought the comments on Reddit were funny. I wanted to use the phrase man musk in one of my videos. Man musk. But is there a crime here? Well, one family certainly says there was. In June 2020, dad-to-be Richard Spoon died during an MDK boot camp. His wife said the event organizers didn't provide the medical care he needed, and she sued MDK for wrongful death on behalf of herself and her unborn child who would never have a dad. They settled after a few years of back and forth in court, and now a memorial axe hangs in one of the buildings at the event site to, I guess, honor him. But more than that, all of the marketing MDK does just feels like it's meant to prey on men. Like one of their Instagram posts that says, "These men are exhausted, 24 hours without sleep, very little to eat, cramping up and cold. But they are here taking on this challenge to become better men. And for the haters out there, these guys are bigger men than you'll ever be because they had the balls to come out and give it a shot." So if you're not out there, obviously you have small balls. They say men have an internal war within themselves as they struggle between choosing greatness or accepting a life of mediocrity. So obviously you're choosing to be mediocre if you're not at MDK camp. Their videos are full of a bunch of buzzwords and false equivalencies, filtered in black and white to make it all seem weighty and epic. But what if someone doesn't think that greatness involves being called
fucking whiny piece of shit?
I guess they're not a man. These camps appeal to the unfulfilled and lonely, the desperate and the insecure, people hoping they'll find the mental health help they need. I imagine some of them are men who think they might have been something special if they just joined the special forces like they always wanted to. Here's their chance to prove that they always had what it takes. They still got it, if only a former low-ranking military sergeant would help them unleash their potential. But all they find is hazing and the sad truth that there's no such thing as an alpha male, when I think they probably just want a hug and some man friends. A professor of psychology at the University of Akron says that extreme man camps make men believe that their lives will become what they want them to be if they're just more macho, more beastly. But it's like, whose version of a great life are you trying to live? Because if it's someone on social media who gets to project some fake wonderful existence, unfollow that person. And if it's a friend in your real life, I don't know, can you ask them for help getting to where you want to be? Because your friends want to help you if they're really your friends. Of course, it's harder for men to find the words for what they're feeling and what they need sometimes compared to women. And if dude camp helps you form bonds with other dudes because you have something to talk about other than sports, I'm all for it. If seeing the men suffering around you makes you stronger, great. It's probably not fixing your childhood trauma, though, so you probably don't want to give away your life savings for it. One thing that I found kind of funny is that the founder of a similar program said an event like this strives to give men a support network and show them they're worth more than their achievements and accolades. And the support network I get, I love that, but it seems like it's all still focused on achievements and accolades. Maybe not ones at work, but physical ones. Like, who cares if you didn't get that promotion? You can climb a mountain while a man tries to pull you back down. The American Psychological Association released specific guidelines for working with men and boys in 2018, and the president of the association said that men both benefit from and are negatively impacted by the patriarchy. The APA says that trying to achieve traditional masculinity, trying to be competitive, dominant, and aggressive, psychologically harms men. One therapist said there certainly can be benefits to tough physical challenges, but he asks clients to ask themselves what they'll directly gain in different aspects of their lives.
I've had clients that have done really difficult, challenging things, from ultra marathons to tough mudder races. I think it's being able to, as a therapist, being able to have the conversation around how does this directly help you to be a better father, partner, man.
One of the MDK instructors said, "It starts off very loud, chaotic and violent. They're forced to fight each other. After that, they're hugging each other. They're crying." Another man camp instructor said the logic is that a man will only tell you the truth when he's been beaten down and sedated. Maybe let's work on getting to a place where men don't have to do the fighting to get to the hugging. You'll be disappointed to learn that the Modern Day Night Project has closed, maybe because they weren't manly enough to handle the online ridicule. But don't worry, now you and your son can go to man camp together. The creators of MDK created the Squire program, because moms turn babies into boys, but dads turn boys into men. Thank you for tuning into my podcast episode. I'm just a true crime fan like you are, and I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. Please subscribe and tell a friend if you like spending this time together. You can also find me on YouTube in the flesh by searching Katie Does Crime.